This sound file contains the spoken version of a Wikipedia article on the Mattel Aquarius recorded by User 47. The material recorded is current as of April 27, 2013. Mattel Aquarius, from Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia, at en.wikipedia.org. Aquarius is a home computer designed by Radofin and released by Mattel in 1983. It features a Zilog Z80 microprocessor, a rubber chiclet keyboard, 4 kilobytes of RAM, and a subset of Microsoft BASIC in ROM. It connects to a television set and uses a cassette tape recorder for secondary data storage. A limited number of peripherals, such as a 40-column thermal printer, a 4-color printer plotter, and a 300-baud modem, were released for the unit. Contents. This article has two major sections. 1. History. And 2. Technical specifications. Section 1. History. Looking to compete in the standalone computer market, Mattel Electronics turned to Radofin, the Hong Kong-based manufacturer of their Intellivision consoles. Radofin had designed two computer systems. Internally, they were known as Checkers, and the more sophisticated, Chess. Mattel contracted for these to become the Aquarius and the Aquarius II, respectively. Aquarius was announced in 1982 and finally released in June 1983 at a price of $160. Production ceased 4 months later because of poor sales. Mattel paid Radofin to take back the remaining rights, and four other companies, Caesar Industries, Crimac Incorporated, New Era Incentives Incorporated, and Bentley Industries also marketed the unit and accessories for it. Bentley Industries of Los Angeles and New Era Incentives Incorporated of St. Paul are still in business, though they no longer have any affiliation with the Aquarius line. The Aquarius often came bundled with the Mini Expander peripheral, which added game pads, an additional cartridge port for memory expansion, and the GIAY38914 sound chip, which was the same one used on the Intellivision console. Other common peripherals were the data recorder, 40-column thermal printer, 4K and 16K RAM carts. Less common first-party peripherals include a 300-baud cartridge modem, 32K RAM cart, 4-color plotter, and quick disk drive. Although less expensive than the Texas Instruments TI-99-4A and the Commodore VIC-20, the Aquarius had comparatively weak graphics and limited memory. Internally, Mattel programmers dubbed it the system for the 70s. Of the 32 software titles Mattel announced for the unit, only 21 were ever released, most of which were ports from Mattel's Intellivision game console. Because of the hardware limitations of the Aquarius, such as a lack of programmable graphics, quality of many games suffered. This is in contrast to other home video companies of the era who were branching out into the home computer market, such as Atari and Coleco, whose offerings typically matched or exceeded the capabilities of their dedicated gaming consoles. Shortly after the release of the Aquarius, Mattel announced plans for another home computer, the Aquarius II. There is evidence that the Aquarius II reached the market in small numbers, but it was never a commercial success. Section 2. Technical specifications. CPU, Zilog Z80, 3.5 MHz. Memory, 4K RAM expandable to 20K RAM, 8K ROM. Keyboard, 48-key rubber chiclet. Display, 40x24 text, 80x72 graphics, 16 colors. Sound, 1 voice expandable to 4 voices. Ports, television, cartridge expansion, tape recorder, printer. Hardware sprites, none. Power supply, non-removable external power supply hardwired into the case providing 8.8, 16, and 19 volts DC. In the written version of this Wikipedia article, there are references and external links available for further information. This concludes the spoken version of the Wikipedia article on the Mattel Aquarius. This sound file and all text in the article are licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 Unported License, available at creativecommons.org/licenses/by-sa/3.0.